As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Megan Thee Stallion says it's going to be a healed girl's summer for her. So I feel like ever since she came out with Hot Girl Summer, everyone kind of gets amped for her to drop like the latest summer bop of the year. But it turns out, she says, fans are going to have to wait a little bit. So Megan says she's been taking a break from music to focus on her mental health. She says this is for a couple of reasons. The first is like, I don't want to get burned out. I need to take a break. I need to take a step back. But I think a lot of it probably also has to do with just all the turmoil that's gone on with that trial with Tory Lanez. I mean, just like a month ago, we found out that he was going to be sentenced and he wanted a do-over. He's like, I actually think we should do the trial again. They denied him that. So I feel like she's just really been through the ringer and she just wants to take a step back.
It was a traumatic experience she went through.
And I've said this 3 trillion times on the show. I don't know why anybody would sign up for this level of celebrity. Because as we've said before, we are not designed to take that kind of criticism all the time. And no matter what she does, she gets crap for it. So, you know, you go on her Instagram and half of it's going to be people giving her crap. I can understand why she's just like, enough. I need to go find myself again. Because I think for celebrities, if you read enough crap about yourself, you start to believe the crap, even though you know who you are, right?
100%. And I'm sure she felt like it was her against the world. And I mean, because it was so much more support for Tory than I can imagine she ever thought there would be. So for her to come back and have her healing time, she deserves it. And she's making a strong comeback, too. It looks good on her.
Oh, yeah. And she's been spotted out with a new man, too. Mm-hmm. So she's been dating. It wasn't reported that she went through a breakup with Party, but she's been spotted out and about with a fine Belgian soccer player. So she is having a different kind of hot girl summer for sure.
You don't have to use the word fine if you say soccer player. It's kind of built in.
Yeah.
And they're a different kind of fine, man.
I know. It's not fair.
Like, yeah, soccer players are just,
I don't know.
They are built differently.
Yep.
Built different for sure. Kevin Costner is getting out of Yellowstone, and apparently he's so desperate to fund his new project, he mortgaged his 10-acre home in Santa Barbara. So fans of his are probably like, this is probably why his 18-year-long marriage came to an end, because there have been rumors that his wife left him because she was so tired of his obsessive commitment to work. And it's possible because he's risking $50 million of his own money for this new project. Apparently, this is going to be a 4-part Western franchise called Horizon. He's been trying to make it happen for 30 years. The budget for it, the 4-part series, is going to be $100 million. So it means he's going to be funding half of it.
Mm. Kevin Costner is a prolific actor that's worth $250 million. Why does he need to mortgage his house in order to do a project?
I don't know how all that works. I have no idea.
It might be that he's just not liquid, $250. So it might be all tied up in assets and stuff like property like that. So he's got to mortgage it to get the cash.
I would like to ask later in the show. It's a little too early to ask people to call right now. But who has risked everything they own, every penny they own, for a project that they were sure was going to hit, and see if anybody calls on it? Because that's essentially what she's saying he's doing. Is like, so much of this money that we built together, he's putting into this one project. He's putting all his chips in.
Yeah, well, finances are like one of the biggest reasons why people get divorced, period. So like, when you're dealing with $50 million and you're really going out on a limb, I think it's kind of obvious that this would cause strain on any relationship. I mean, I'm stressed out just reading about it.
You would think if you're worth, you said he's worth how much?
$250
million, that it would, like, your finances financial problems wouldn't be enough to like get in the way of your relationship. But it don't matter if you got $250 or $250 million. Money is money.
$50 broke me into my relationship. $50 million.
But you think he's riding high on that Yellowstone success and that he's just thinking, this is a no-brainer.
I mean, I think in Hollywood, you got to strike when it's hot. And he certainly is hot right now. You know, and I think Kevin Costner's career has kind of come and gone and come and gone. And he's at a high right now. So if this has been sort of a passion project for him for so long, why not strike while you're hot?
Yeah, for 30 years, he's like, it's finally happening. I'm making it happen. Okay, when it comes to actors having intimate scenes, I never understand how they can feel comfortable with their family watching it. But Sydney Sweeney says that she actually brings her family onto set. So she stars in this show on HBO called Euphoria, which if you've never seen it, it's spicy.
So good.
So having like your dad and your grandpa on set, it's not something I particularly would want to do.
No way.
But she says that she brought her entire family to set one day and her mom and her grandma were like, yeah, girl, you're doing great. And her dad and her grandpa obviously walked out on set very embarrassed. So she's like, okay, I'll let my grandma have a couple of scenes in here. It's like a thank you for coming, for supporting me during these spicy scenes that I've got to film.
I didn't realize it was while they were on set. I thought they were all watching like in the comfort of their living room and then to excuse themselves. But she invited them on set during the scene?
Oh, yeah, they were present.
Ain't no way. No. They cheering them on with signs and stuff. And they couldn't do it.
I mean, you have your call list, I'm guessing. Like, she knew what scene she was going to do that day, right?
Had to have. That was intentional.
Yeah.
Feels like she was trying to punk him. Fans of a certain pop star have been anxiously awaiting her new album for 2 years, and it looks like it's coming this month. We'll have more for you on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.